Organics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. As I'm hearing, you know, this conversation about the oil spill in the Gulf, and we see over and over and over again the pictures of the oil spewing up, and time and again we see that impressing on our minds, the fact that all this oil is escaping, and oh my goodness, it's polluting the water, and it really is polluting the water. And there are tar balls on the beach, and I'm sure there are tar balls on the beach. But ladies and gentlemen, this is all an engineered scam. Why? Because they want to stop offshore drilling for the United States, East Coast, West Coast, in the Gulf, and I'm sure this will accomplish that goal. But I want you to stop and think. Is there any call for the Chinese to stop their offshore drilling or for other countries to stop their offshore drilling? No, there is no talk about that. It's just the United States is to stop our offshore drilling, exactly as the Three Mile Island was used to stop the United States from developing nuclear energy, not other countries from developing nuclear energy. Ladies and gentlemen, you are being had once again. They create these incidents, they create them for a purpose, and then, of course, we see over and over and over again on television, if you are foolish enough to watch television, and I'll have to admit I like to watch it to see what the enemy is doing with our minds, impressing on your mind, of course, the danger of oil spills. And if you can tell me that British Petroleum has no idea how to stop this, they can put a pipe down in there and siphon off part of the oil, all they have to do is simply reverse the flow and put in this what they call mud, and of course it stops the, it's very, very heavy, it stops the oil from coming up, but they don't want to do that. They want to convince you this is a problem so that we cannot have offshore oil drilling, because they want to get you out of your cars, they want to make us energy dependent on other nations. We have the most vast supplies of fossil fuel energy in this country, whether it be coal or natural gas or oil, and at $40 a barrel, why it's certainly profitable to get the oil out of the ground in Colorado and Lavaca, and certainly up in Alaska and the Alaskan oil reserves and off the north shore of Alaska. They don't want that. They want us to be energy dependent. They want to get us out of our cars. They want to stop using electricity, run up the cost. They want to lower our living standards. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. Well, but we don't want to talk about that this morning. We want to talk to Pastor Billy Crone from the Niagara Frontier Baptist Church, and we're going to be talking about RFID identification. We're going to be continuing the series we've already started. Pastor Crone, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's a pleasure to be on.
You go ahead and pick up the story, and I'll be quiet.
Oh, that's okay. No, actually, it kind of fits in together once you look at the reality of the motive. You know, because basically what you just shared in one aspect, because there's a multitude of aspects that are happening all at the same time, as you know, why would people do this? You know, and it's because, folks, what they're doing is they're building a new world order. They're building a horrible matrix, whatever you want to call it. They're building a world that they're trying to create. for you and I to live in, and that world is a world of slavery. Slavery has never gone away. It's still here, even in the classical form, if you will. But there's a whole new slavery that's coming to this planet. Now, from the scriptural point of view, we do know it's the Antichrist kingdom. And these are all just ways that we're snookered or forced or coerced, or fear is always the factor that historically is used to give up our freedoms, to go along with this new form of slavery, is what's being prepared. And what we're talking about with this RFID technology, Dr. Monteith, is the instrument of how you tie all that together. Because if you're going to tell somebody they need to do this and do that, and you take away this freedom and that, and you're going to monitor them, and you're going to make them comply, this new matrix, this new world order that you're building, well, how are you going to do that? Well, that's what this technology does, folks. It ties together everything, people, products, pets, plants, everything. And that's their stated goals we saw last time, is they want every single item, including people, on this planet, chipped with this RFID technology. So why? So that they can have absolute, total, totalitarian control over anything and everything that moves or breathes. Now, the irony and the kind of freaky thing, actually, is this actually, folks, was predicted 2,000 years ago, roughly, in the Bible. It's called the Mark of the Beast, okay? And that's what this technology is, allows all of this to, for the first time in mankind's history, all be pulled together. And here's what the Bible says, just a taste of it again. Revelation 13 talks about how the false prophet, working with the Antichrist, the false prophet deceives the whole world, okay, to worship the Antichrist. And then he mentions something very strange there in verse 16. He says, and he also, on top of that, he forced everyone, this is a whole global issue here, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one, here's the key phrase, could buy or sell. Very interesting word there with buy. Literally means marketplace. Okay, it's like you can't go to the marketplace, you can't go to the store, you can't go to the mall, you can't buy or sell, okay, whether you're a producer or a consumer, unless you had the mark, okay, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. And so the Bible clearly predicted, folks, that how do you know you're in the last days? Well, when you see arriving on the scene, okay, and this is going to be prior to the return of Jesus Christ, a false prophet working with this guy who's the Antichrist, not only duping the world into worshiping a man as God. Do we see any signs of that? Yeah, we do. Do we see any signs of the religions coming together? Yes, we do. It's all happening right now, folks. But also, you see them force people to receive some sort of mark into their bodies, okay, specifically in the right hand or forehead, and that unless you had this mark, you couldn't enter the marketplace. You couldn't buy, you couldn't sell anything. And notice the context there is global. This is not a local issue. And so that's the question. Could this really happen? This was predicted 2,000 years ago. Could one guy, okay, literally control all over the world whether or not people get to buy or sell something? Absolutely, folks. And that's what this RFID technology does. It ties it all together, okay, into this matrix system, okay, so whether literally at a push of a button, you can control literally what people get to do across the planet, okay, including buying and selling. And we saw last time, Dr. Monteith, that RFID is simply an acronym that stands for Radio Frequency Identification. Okay, and just a quick review, it's a tiny electronic tracking device, folks, a little microchip, if you will, that stores and receives information, okay, including financial information, okay, which is important because what's the context of the beast? Buy or sell. That's a financial transaction. Okay, and this thing can be embedded.
You hang on there. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and please pick the story up.
Well, again, with this RFID technology, it's basically a tiny electronic tracking device, folks, that doesn't just track, it stores and receives information about anything, including financial information. It could be whether it's a product or, yes, even a person, okay? And it could be embedded in just about anything. As we saw last time, they even get them so small, they're the one of them is called the Moo chip, and it's about half the size of a grain of sand. Okay, is how small it is. In fact, they've got this technology to be able to print this these microchips, which means they can embed them in anything, and with or without your knowledge. Which means the packaging label on a particular product that you try to buy or sell, the label on the back, maybe the dot on the letter I, is actually an RFID chip that stores and receives and tracks information. Okay, that's what we saw last time. And that's the irony, folks. This wasn't just coming. Folks, this is already here right now, and so we're trying to do our part and trying to equip people, because you're just not going to get this, folks, as you said, Dr. Monteith, in the beginning, with the media. Okay? And we already saw two things about this technology last time. Number one, what this technology can do. Okay? And that we described how easy it is to be hidden. It can be broadcast through just about anything, folks. Windows, wood, walls, your backpacks, wallets, clothing, anything. You can be scanned with this stuff, okay? In fact, some of them can be picked up by low-orbiting satellites, folks. It's impossible to hide from this stuff, and, of course, that's part of the program. The second thing we saw was what these corporations will do, okay? And, folks, what we clearly saw there was this is not some make-believe dream, you know, some conspiracy wacko theory that corporations are really building this system to monitor and track us wherever we go, all over the planet, what we're buying and selling, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, folks, we saw with their own patents, they're already planning on doing this. In fact, some of them, they're already doing it without your knowledge, and we exposed that last time. Okay, and yet, again, here's the irony, Dr. Monteith. This is not some far-off future, wacky science fiction scenario 500 years down the road. Folks, I'm telling you, it's already being built. This is the matrix system. This is how it all gets tied together. This is how it's all going to be complete, absolute global compliance. And then, of course, we know where it's ultimately headed. This system is going to be hijacked by the false prophet and the Antichrist, and that he's going to add in the element of worship. If you don't worship him, receive this mark, you're going to die. You're going to be shut out of the matrix. Okay? But it's happening right now. And the first way, and this is what I want to talk about today, the first way, folks, to prove it to you that it's already being implemented is in the retail industry. Okay? Which totally makes sense because, again, as we saw at the beginning of the program, the word thereby is agorizo in the Greek, and it literally means marketplace. As we would say today, going to the store, going to the grocery store or the mall. Okay, that's literally what the word is. Okay, so it's no surprise then that one of the major areas this technology is first being introduced, okay, is in that industry, the buying industry, the retail industry, okay? And they've already been put into place. They're using this technology, folks, to monitor our shopping habits, to mine our personal data, okay, to track us while we're in the store and make trend predictions on our behavior. Why? Well, their guys, as we saw last time, was it's so they can bilk us of even more of our cash. The whole premise is based on greed, okay, from the corporation point of view. And the first way they try to justify it, to get you and I to go along with this monitoring the store, because here's what to do, folks. They literally, with these products, they track, you know, what you're looking at, okay? In some cases, they even videotape you. Okay, they actually catalog, and they have programs, and it spits out these reports. It tells them how long you looked at that product. It tells them whether you put it and you purchased it or whether you put it back on the shelf. It tells them which products you're looking at, what part of the aisle you were standing in, and why didn't that particular advertisement display get you to buy that product. The whole thing is like a mathematical formula, but this technology allows them to do that. It tracks you the whole time you're in the store, the whole nine yards, and the whole reason why is because they're looking, you studying you and I like a rat, okay, trying to figure out our characteristics so that they can work around that just to get us to buy more stuff. Okay, we saw that again last time. I don't want to go into it. But the first way that they get to do this and for us to say, well, you need to understand, we have to do this because it's for your own good. And the first good is for those people who own the companies. That's they say this is good for the companies. And what they say is that we have to have, this is how they justify it, folks, we have to have every single retail item tracked and monitored on the whole planet with this RFID technology because it's good for the companies. It's going to save the companies, okay, you employers out there, listen up. It's going to save the companies time and money. Oh, hey, isn't that what we want? Oh, especially in this economic crisis, don't you want to save time and money? Well, hey, here comes the panacea. It's RFID. And they say if you put RFID on all your products, okay, and this is where people are buying into it, okay, that this will enable your shelves to be monitored automatically, and it will ensure that they remain stocked at all times, so you'll never miss that important sale. You'll actually have an automatic alert sent back to the stockroom or in office, and they will be told, you know, the alert goes up, get more product out there. The shelf's only got one item left. I mean, you talk about maximizing people buying and selling. It's awesome, okay? And then they go out there and they replace it, okay? Or another thing you could do with this thing is the companies could use this to automatically change shipments of the products in route, okay, based on minute-by-minute needs. Like let's say you got a product and you've actually got too much of it going to this one store, but this one store got out. You could literally change the shipment, okay, because all of this is monitored all in real time all over the planet. You could change that shipment to go to the store. I mean, wouldn't that be awesome if you're an employer? I mean, boy, your stock would never go out. You'd never miss a sale. And again, it's about the cash. That's how these people get into it, okay? And then you could have minute-by-minute updates on every single product at every single item, anywhere it is, including people, okay? In fact, folks, this is the other thing. This is I'm telling you, check it out. It's already happening. Okay, they also want you, they're teasing, if you will, tantalizing, throwing this before the employers of companies, saying that you could use this not just on products, oh, to track and monitor. Oh, hey, you could use this on your employees. And you could use it not just like you can improve the effectiveness and the efficiency and the timeliness of products, but you could do that with your employers, huh? Oh, don't we all know? I'm sure we've seen those people. Oh, it's not us. Those people who are goofing off at work and they're taking their breaks too long and they're lying about their time card and all that stuff. Folks, this technology is going to take all that away, and employers are eating it up, okay? Store management could verify to this RFID system, folks, whether or not an employee, because remember, it tracks them, whether or not an employee was an inappropriate station at the start of the shift or the end of a break. It allows them to know if an employee spends too much time in the break room, and it generates an automatic report spitting it out. Don't believe me, folks? Now, here's the point. You need to understand it's already happening. It's already happening. Let me read to you. This is just one recent article. RFID used for hand washing compliance in hospitals, among other uses. New RFID systems employed in healthcare settings may help them keep track of their staff's compliance with policies, from which rooms they enter, to what inventory they use, or even how often they wash their hands. Staff tracking measures are among the most novel, but not the only applications for RFID in the healthcare sector. The global market for RFID in healthcare, notice it's not just local, it's global, will be nearly a $1 billion market. Folks, this came out yesterday, I believe. Okay, that's how fresh this is. they're expecting this to go into $1 billion stuff, so it's going to be implanted. RFID technology continues involves the use of a small tag that emits radio signals, which are read by RFID readers. The information is managed by a computer system, which allows the users to interact with the data, and the report indicates, in this case, hand-washing, the hand-washing compliance, and this is important, they say, because there's just, you know, infection control is critical in healthcare systems, and you gotta reduce this. So instead of trying to work with people to be honest, you have to comply, and you have to track them like an animal with this technology to make sure that they do that. Okay? And listen to this. It says Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami is an example of a hospital that has already implemented the system, and other healthcare entities will follow. The one guy says the RFID system is brutally honest. If a hospital is not compliant, the data will soon alert management, and management can then decide how to improve individual or unit behavior. And the use for RFID and the purpose for staff tracking is not the only use, again, in the healthcare sector. The bulk of RFID sales in healthcare will be in, listen, tracking patients for safety and, listen to this, direct quote, billing purposes. Hey, that's a financial transaction, isn't that? Where have I heard that before? Including inventory control and pharmaceutical manufacturing. So as you can see there, folks, the plan is ultimately that this stuff, I'm not making this up, that was just from the 17th, they are planning and have already got it into the industry that this stuff is going to be the greatest thing for companies. It's going to be awesome, whether it's a hospital or whether you own a tire store. Oh, this is going to be great. You can put it on your products. You can put it on your inventory. You'll know every second, at any time, where anything is at. Nothing will ever get lost. Oh, by the way, it can't be stolen because it's going to be tracked. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, you can put it on your employees, too, because you can comply. Whatever they do, you will know everything about them. You'll know where they are, what time they are. Oh, wouldn't it be great? And, of course, if you're looking at it from that point, from a company. But, folks, and unfortunately, in the process, you and I are going to be treated like cattle. And, again, I cannot emphasize this enough. Dr. Monteith, this is already being in place. This is not something coming, folks. It's already there. Okay? And the second thing they get, with believe this or not, is they say, oh, it's not just good for the company. The reason why we have to have every single piece of product in the entire supply chain, the retail chain, all over the world, is because it's not just good for the companies. Huh? It's going to be great for you and I, the customer. Oh, it's going to be so convenient. It's going to provide a life beyond our wildest dreams, folks. And the problem is, folks, it's going to lead to personalized marketing. Remember the premises, folks. This whole thing is based on greed, okay? And the reason why that they are doing this is because that they are going to bilk you and I out of even more cash. And they know that this is not going to save you and I anything. Listen to this. Procter & Gamble admitted this when they said about the supposed time and saving benefits of RFID to you and I, the customer. They said, quote, it may all appear to be a bit exaggerated and useless, and at the end of the day, it would only save us a few minutes. So they know that this whole baloney that it's going to be so convenient for us is going to save us so much time, it's going to be awesome. They know it's not true. So that's the belays the question. So why? Because, folks, the truth is this RFID technology is not only an easy way for companies to create and track us just like products and create personalized databases on us, but I'm telling you, it enables them to do what I said earlier, and that's what's called personalized individual marketing on us, okay? It has nothing to do with more convenience. They even admit it. It has everything to do to bilk us out of even more cash. Okay, now listen to this. One person in the retail industry said this, with RFID on loyalty cards to identify the customer and the customer shopping history database, items could be, listen, direct quote, items could be priced differently depending upon the characteristics of the shopper. Different promotions could be offered to different customers via their personal digital assistants, their cell phone displays at kiosks, and at the employees receiving prompts at the point of sale, at the terminal, when you're at the checkout. But you're going, wait a second. There's no way, man. These people are going to be serious about this, that they're going to have one special price for one person, and then another person gets a totally different price based on their status or their income for the exact same item. That's crazy. Folks, I'm telling you, remember, it's all based on greed, okay? In fact, get this, folks, in their own writings, they even go so far to classify you and I, whether or not we're called, this is their own words, whether or not we're a barnacle or a bottom feeder. okay? And that if we're not dropping big money in their stores, they don't want us in the stores. And listen, how are they going to get us out of their stores? Because we're not financially good for them, okay, because we're a bottom feeder. You and I, this technology will allow us, listen, to be financially penalized. We're the ones. You would think that the people who have the bigger income, and see, they know that because of all the databases, and all this ties it all together, okay? And you would think that they would get charged more, right? No, it's the exact opposite. They don't want you and I, the bottom feeder, in the store. They want, you know what I'm saying? And so they force us out by giving you and I a custom higher price. And so we won't come back because we're looking for the cheaper price. Don't believe me, folks? Listen to how this guy, he's Marty Abrams. He's a policy advisor for Hunton and Williams Law Firm, and he describes how marketers do just this. Listen, he says, maximization in some cases mean providing white glove service and pricing that expands the firm's share of that consumer's wallet. In other cases, it means marginal service and high prices designed to drive the unattractive consumer elsewhere.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crow.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And, Pastor, would you want to get out your website so people would know how to get in touch with your ministry?
Sure. You can reach us at our main website at www.getalifemedia.com. That's G-E-T-A-L-I-F-E-M-E-D-I-A, getalifemedia.com. Or you can just search on the Internet for my name, Billy Crone, and that should take you where you need to go.
Okay, Brian, that's the easiest way to remember it. So why don't you pick up the story, because this really is an incredible story. These things are going on today. And, of course, from the corporate point of view, this is wonderful, because now, of course, they know who's going to buy their product. How do we get them to buy the product? How do we have the product there? And yet behind all of this, the greed, the desire to be able to evaluate people and get the maximum amount of money from them, are powerful spiritual forces that are moving us towards the one world nightmare that lies ahead. So please go right ahead with the story.
Well, that's just it, Dr. Monteith, and I want to make that point clear. Is I'm not saying that all these people and all these corporations who are implementing this are knowingly realize that they're working for the Antichrist, and I'm not saying that, but the bait that's being used upon these people is greed, okay? And then for you and I, the customer, is that is supposedly going to save us time and convenience and blah blah blah, which is not true, okay? But we do know, according to the scripture, where all this is leading, and that this system, of course, maybe greed gets it going. Okay, and helps get it implemented, and then you and I, being schnookered under the guise of convenience, helps us to be compliant and go along with it. But I do know this system, this global system that's being built with this RFID technology, at some point is going to get hijacked by the Antichrist. Okay, so I'll make that point clear. Okay, but the guy goes on and tells you folks they are going to use this to give us a personalized price, and if we are not a financially feasible for that company, we're going to be penalized. Okay? He goes on and says this guy that was quoting. He says, you know that awful feeling you get when you sit next to a guy who paid $100 for the exact same flight that cost you $600? He said, listen, this is a direct quote. He said, soon, you can have the same experience with food, clothing, and even children's toys every time you shop. How'd you like that, folks? That's what they're building for us. He said, imagine approaching a shelf and seeing the price tag change before your very eyes, flashing you a personalized price tailored to your shopping history, quote, and profitability to the store. Their own word that they're using, folks, is called customer-specific pricing. And this RFID stuff makes it a reality, okay? And that's exactly what they're doing. But, folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's bad enough that they use this technology to track us while we're in the store, and then they manipulate us out of the maximized amount of money, and if we're not good for the store, then we get financially penalized wherever we go, because remember, it's all tied into the database, and all this technology allows it to enter into that giant matrix, if you will. That's bad enough. But folks, they want to continue that tracking, they want to continue that marketing, okay, and that personalized marketing in your home. Okay, the goal isn't just to get you. Is that enough while you're doing it in a public arena? But they want to bring this into your home, and it's already starting. That's the point. It's already starting. Let me show you folks what they're wanting to do. The first way they're planning on doing this in the home. So this means you're going to be tracked and monitored and marketed from a retail perspective, okay, everywhere you go, not just in the public, but even the home. And they're doing it by what's called sniffers. Now, that's their own technology. You know, they're sniffers in the home. Okay, believe it or not, folks, there's an actual patent out there. It's called the Inventory and Location System that describes how RFID readers could be installed, listen, in your home's doorways. See, they already do this in the stores. That's what we talked last time. You see those big, you go to, I think, virtually any Walmart, and they're not the only ones, of the retail stores. But you go into the exit doors, and you notice on either side of the doors, there's these kind of things, these square things. Sometimes they have advertisement over them, like movie specials or whatever. The reason why they cover them up is because behind those, folks, that's a giant RFID reader. You're being scanned right now every time you go in, out of the doors, okay, in case you took something, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but that's what's called an RFID reader. They want to put these things in your homes. Okay, they want to put them in your home's doorways, direct quote here, floors, closets, and even in your car. Okay, to inventory, listen, all your RFID retail items, okay, and listen, and report their findings on a minute-by-minute basis back to the marketers. Is that crazy or what? Folks, don't listen to me. Listen to them for yourself, okay? It says this, quote, as a customer enters the door of his residence, it's not the store, it's your own home, a sniffer placed on the floor near the doorway detects the new RFID tag purchase. Now, I have to put in here real quick, Dr. Monteith, wait a second. We saw last time one of the lame excuses they give you and I when people start getting wind of this technology and how it could be used to track. They say, no, don't worry, we'll shut the tag off. Excuse me? How are you going to pull off this sniffer dream to get us tracked in our homes if the tag shut off? Sounds to me like they're planning on to keep it on. Okay, so anyway, it says this. So once you place it on the floor near the doorway, it detects if you came in with, you know, a non-registered item. You know, something you recently purchased, and it goes back into the database. This, listen, wireless sniffer automatically and continuously emits a signal that searches for an RFID label, which it's never seen before. The user's house may contain many sniffers, which all wirelessly communicate with a personal computer. A mobile sniffer could even be installed in the user's car and will be able to report new purchases as the car enters the driveway or the garage, okay? Okay, why? So retailers and suppliers, direct quote here, can analyze their sales and marketing strategies. Did you catch that? It's all about getting more of that. And it's not just in the home, folks. They are going to market us, okay, and do their strategies accordingly, okay, not just in the home, but they're even doing it with sniffers in our trash. Okay? Because then, in case they don't catch you coming home, they could also see what you're throwing away. Because remember, this stuff is still on the packaging. It's still on the item. And you throw that away. You keep the item, but you throw the packaging away. Well, that's where you got the RFID tag in. So they can literally scan your trash can, okay? And in some cases, some of the patents, folks, is they just drive by. They got these units that drive by and they scan people's trash cans with vehicles that are equipped with RFID readers, and they just scan the whole neighborhood and see what people are throwing away. You know, so they can further not only see what you're keeping, but what you're throwing away. It's all about marketing. It's all about greed. It's all about to get the maximized amount of your cash. Don't believe me, folks. Bell South has a patent out for a device called the System and Method for Utilizing RF Tags to Collect Data Concerning Post-Consumer Products. Okay, and this allows them to collect, sort, process, and here's the point: sell the data contained in our trash based on the RFID tags on them. And they say, quote, by combining captured pre-consumer information with post-consumer information, the entire life cycle of any item may be tracked. This information may be useful to any number of entities, including retailers, manufacturers, distributors, and the like. Grocery stores, pharmacies, and retailers may find it useful to know how long it takes a particular item to go from being stocked on the shelf to being placed in a waste or recycling receptacle. And again, wait a second here. Again, how could you track an item from a store to the home and now to the trash? In fact, it says there the entire life cycle thing, unless these tags are still left on and readable after the point of sale. And folks, again, you need to understand, this isn't just coming. It's already here. Listen to this. It's already being implemented, this the trash sniffing, in England. And I'll share that with you in just a second.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here with Pastor Billy Crone.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join Pastor Don Wiedemann, Kelly Ferrari, Pastor Dan and Paul Mendez, Dr. Frank Morgan, Pastor Michael Golden, Pastor Mark McClellan, Mason Clover, the Intercourt Dancers, and Marty Gale and the Celebration Dancers as we celebrate Shavuot 2010, Sunday, May the 23rd at Lake Loveland North Shore Amphitheater in Loveland, Colorado. Call 1-800-205-6245 or 970-396-4700 for more information. Hag Sameach.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, Pastor Billy Crone with us this morning for the last segment. Please go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, and again, let me demonstrate to folks this sniffer's not just in the home, but even in your trash. It's already here, folks. It's happening in England. Please check it out. Here's what the article says. It says, spy chips hidden in 2.5 million dustbins. Basically, trash cans, what they call them over there in England. This is the growing threat of a stealth tax on the rubbish we throw away was exposed by startling figures yesterday. More than 2.5 million homes now have wheelie bins fitted with microchips to weigh their contents. This is an increase of nearly two-thirds in just a year. The bins, which can be electronically identified and weighed, are designed for pay-as-you-throw rubbish or trash tax. Under such schemes, families who put out more waste will pay higher taxes. Bristol City is presenting a scheme as a reward for recyclers with cash payments to homes that leave out less rubbish or trash. Again, remember, if you don't do what they say, then you're penalized. According to the responses, listen to this, folks, it's happening right now. From town halls, 2,629,052 homes now have been given bins with chips. The number of local councils placing microchips in bins is increasing, listen, despite the fact that only one of them has volunteered to trial the government's pay-as-you-throw scheme. If local authorities have no intention to monitor our waste, then they should end the installation of these microchips in the bins. Okay, but listen, what else does it do? The bins, direct quote, allow councils to examine household rubbish and, listen, sell that information for commercial concerns. It also, listen to this is scary, it also warned that the collection of data from chipped bins could show when households were on vacation, opening the way for abuse for criminals. See, that's the other thing they don't want you to tell you, folks, is this system is not secure. People do it all the time. They build their own RFID readers, okay, or you can go purchase them yourself. And what's to prevent not just the companies going by, and this is already in place, folks, going by and scanning your trash like they're already doing, okay, over in the UK, but what's to prevent a criminal from doing that? I mean, can you imagine? This would be a perfect dream. I mean, you talk about targeted, not marketing, but targeting theft. You could be scanning the people's trash in a cul-de-sac, and you're going, okay, that one, no, it looks like they buy the cheaper cereal. Oh, look at this one. They bought a Rolex. That must be a good house to hit. Folks, you think I'm kidding? That's the actual problem that's going on amongst many. But it goes on. The local government association said that the microchips were not only put in bins to improve services to the public, for example, helping the elderly. How's that help the elderly? Putting microchips in bins would allow them to provide people with a better service that costs less. Remember, it's all about convenience, okay? And listen to this. They ran investigations into the contents, okay, in the residence bins, and in some cases, you know what they were doing? This is a direct quote. In some cases, to make sure you're recycling, no. See, that's the ruse. That's the ruse, okay? In some cases, to, quote, check on what rubbish they dump, and in others, to try to obtain information on their incomes and lifestyles. Direct quote. Okay? And if you don't think that's coming to here in America, folks, you need to wake up. It's already here. It's not just there over in England, like, well, boy, we need to pray for those folks. No, it's coming here. Listen to this article. This is from this month, folks. New recycling bins come with tracking chips to Alexandria in Virginia. That's right, Alexandria residents will soon have to pay for larger home recycling bins featuring built-in monitoring devices. New larger recycling carts equipped with computer microchips will allow the city to keep tabs on its bins and track residents' participation in the city's, here's the bait, recycling program. And quote, if you know who's participating in the programs, you can focus your education and outreach to those who are not participating. In other words, make sure that they comply. Okay? And they said this, Rich Baer, Alexandria's Environmental Service Program Director, said, direct quote, we're just trying to get the biggest bang where we need it for the buck. You've got to be kidding me. And folks, again, I can't belay this enough. This isn't just some far-off science fiction future. It's really the reality that they're creating for us, and it's way beyond, folks, just patents. It's already being put in place. But I'm telling you, folks, that's not all. They don't just want these snippers in the stores, in the marketplace, in the arena there where you buy and sell. They not only want them in your home. They not only want them in your trash. I'm telling you, they want them everywhere. They're creating this matrix system where the whole world becomes a shopping place. Here's their term. They call it the real-world showroom. Okay. One article says this. Imagine. You're sitting having a cup of coffee, and a man passes by in a particularly smart suit. Rather than just admire his taste and wonder where he bought such a well-cut piece of clothing, you could pull out your PDA and press a button. Instantly, you have access to information about the suit, including the brand, similar products, availability, and price. You press another button. The very suit is yours, and you'll see it at your doorstep the next day. Sounds like a science fiction movie? Not really. If you happen to have the Real World Showroom, developed by Accenture Technology Labs in Chicago, Real World Showroom is a prototype application that enables people to find out essential information about products as they encounter them in their daily lives. If they wish, they can buy the item on the spot without ever giving up what you happen to be doing at the same time. Huh? You're out there golfing? You can't take time to go to the store, but you notice that guy that you're golfing with has a really snazzy pair of shoes on. Okay? Hey, you just scan the thing, find out where they're sold, push a button, and continue on with your swing. Huh? Folks, I'm not making this up. This is their reality. Okay, it says, with Real World Showroom, commerce and interaction can take place wherever and whenever people see and use products, not in the store or even on a website. Besides authenticating products, Real World Showroom enables the user to find out the entire product history. Well, how could they do that? Because it's all in the database, folks. For example, the environmental health inspectors can easily check on the history of food purchase for sale by restaurants, and the pharmaceutical industry, whose products are under strict regulatory control, can verify the movement of products accurately and definitely. Quote, one day soon, the convergence of wireless devices, shopping services, and RFID-enabled objects could transform the world around us into a real-time showroom. Hey, folks, wouldn't that be great? I mean, if your motive was greed, and all if it was about the money and not about personal freedom, I mean, this would be incredible. I mean, people would literally never stop shopping. You would never stop spending cash. It isn't just when you go to the store. It's everywhere. That person walking by is a potential seller's dream. They go by this home. It's a dream. A dog walks by, and you like that color. Oh, it's a dream. Everything has these chips in this whole world, and the whole world becomes a giant shopping mall. And folks, you got to wonder, when the Apostle John 2,000 years ago was writing this prophecy from God, and it says there's going to come a day in the last days before the second return of Jesus Christ, that he's going to force people a mark so that they could not buy or sell of the world. Folks, we are seeing that matrix being built before our eyes right now.
Hang on to that thought. We'll be right back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor, why don't you just finish up that last thought? Because I think this is so what it's really all about. That 2,000 years ago, on the island of Patmos, why John was recording this prophecy.
Well, you know, that's just it, Dr. Monteith. And I just, my heart goes out to people, and that's why we try to do our best to provide the information. Is because the answers are there, folks. You want to know what kind of society is coming? You need to read the Bible, okay, specifically Bible prophecy. God predicted what would happen, I would say, out of love and mercy, because he didn't have to give us a heads up. But he gives us a heads up so that we are prepared, number one, that we can make sure that our life is right with him through Jesus Christ, but number two, that you're prepared to deal with this future, okay? He didn't have to, but he did. Now, the irony is, Dr. Monteith, is people scoff at the Bible. They say it could not have come from God. We've got studies that deal with that, too, how you know the Bible really did come from God and had to come from God logically. Okay, but even this study of Bible prophecy, for some reason, is even on the decline in churches. So the irony for us is just, as even from a Christian, is the one thing that we need to be studying more than ever, because we're in the last days, and these things like we're talking about today are transforming before our very eyes in great minute detail, okay? It's on a decline in churches, and I don't think that's by chance. I think it's a spiritual issue, because I'll guarantee you the one thing that these people behind the New World Order folks, believe it or not, in my opinion, the one thing they're afraid of is this information getting out. They're afraid.
Well, we're going to do everything we can to get it out. I'm going to have to let you go because we're out of time, but God bless, and we'll look forward to having you back next month with the rest of the story.
God bless. Thank you, Dr. Monteith.
God bless. Thanks so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly what a privilege it is really to have Pastor Crone with us. He has a four DVD set on RFID, and we carry that. We carry his 10 DVD set on the final countdown. I mean, the prophecies that told us exactly what's going to be going on today. But this was written 2,000 years ago, and it is so incredible. It really is. It's certainly one of my favorite DVD sets we carry. It comes in part one, part two. Get them both together or separately. But it will help to really reinstall your faith and so that you know that what is written in the Bible really is true. We have a 10-DVD set on scientific creationism, one on Get a Life. And we carry the things that Pastor Crone puts out. We'll be carrying more as time goes by, but this will get you started, the RFID 4-DVD set, the 10 DVDs on the final countdown, the 10 on scientific creationism. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry Dr. Catherine Albrecht's excellent book on spy chips, RFID identification. We have a 4-tape set on spy chips, with talking with various people about the RFID programs. It is all here, the fulfillment of this ancient prophecy, that the time will come whether you'll neither buy nor sell this, you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. Understand that we are living in prophetic times, and behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces that are moving us from catastrophe to catastrophe. So our plea to you is get the information, help us to reach others. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to see how it fits together, why it is something we recommend it to you, along with our talks on the Forbidden Secret and on the Financial Armageddon, which come with syllabuses. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen 9 hours a day and not get much accomplished. Pastor Cronin will be giving this talk on our other program here. And then please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's...